Monday River News this week, furnished by Harvey's. I'm Bob Goff. We have a couple of guests today we're real excited to talk with. Of course, Randy Phillips and Mark McDonald. And what was a longtime staple on PBS, the Illinois Stories, well, God rest its soul. But now we have Muddy River Gems, Stories and Treasures from Missouri and Illinois. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to start presenting.
Yep.
Welcome.
Yep. We're looking forward to it. You know, we've been talking to you, Bob, for several months about how and when, and we're finally at a point where we can start actually shooting, which is, it's going to be great.
I'm very excited. Of course, Randy does a lot of production work already for us here at Muddy River, and then, you know, these guys have won so many awards and told so many great stories before, and they're getting ready to do it again. Mark, I guess you've been doing this so long with Randy, I thought you just run out of material, but apparently not.
Well, you know, we were just talking today. Some of these stories we haven't done for 19 years. Maybe it's time to do one again and see how things have changed.
Yep.
But there really is, you really don't run out, because every time you go to a new town, you meet somebody who turns you on to somebody who's doing something interesting, and you end up, you know, pursuing that, and then you meet somebody else in the process, and there's plenty to do.
Randy, you've been like slinging a camera around for like 50, 60 some years now.
Something like that, yeah.
Are you ready to like settle down?
Well, you know what? It's so much easier now. I do a talk at some of the schools occasionally, and I tell about and I show pictures. You know, the camera I used to use was one of these things like this, and set up your shoulder, and then it ended up being basically the same weight as a bag of concrete. Mm-hmm. And the camera I use now is much, much lighter. It's a single handheld thing. So it's, you know, as time goes by, it gets really nice to have something a little smaller in your hand. So yeah, but no, it's always great to hear these stories, and I'm from the area. I've been in Quincy and the surrounding area my entire life, and every time we do one of these stories, whether it was with the old show or now with the new show, I learn something new. It's incredible that it just doesn't end. It's fabulous.
You know, and I think that's the one thing. And you know what we try to do here, you know, Muddy River is, you know, we we're all about local journalism, and that's because of the way corporate journalism has sort of taken over, whether it's the TV stations or the newspapers or what have you. You know, it affected public broadcasting. It's affected local broadcasting.
Yeah.
But, you know, my partners and I, you know, we want to invest, and we want to make sure that local people are telling good local stories. And, you know, when you guys came to us to do this, we hemmed and hawed a little bit. We wanted to do it, but it's like, okay, how can we make this work? But now we're going to make it work because we think you guys have some great
stories. Bob, your communities in your area here need you. They need somebody to pull the information together and present it. I mean, I see it all over central Illinois and now into west central Illinois. That there's a degradation of storytelling. I mean, news and storytelling, and these areas need what you're doing.
Well, it's that. It's also the covering of local government. You know, we've seen so many stories where, you know, if that eye's not watching a county board, city council, school board, whatever, goofy stuff starts to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's needed. But also just the fact that somebody can, you know, read form story that, you know, David Adam puts together, or watch one of your stories that you guys are going to craft and sit there and go, wow, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's, again, the Illinois Stories were, you know, you guys just stumble on this stuff. And, you know, I know when we've interviewed past, and Mark, how do you find the stuff?
Well, after about 10 years, it became really easy. The first 9 years was a little tough because we were doing three stories a week, and it's hard to churn that much out. But I met enough people and had enough contacts after about 10 years that people email me, they leave me phone messages, they see me in the field, they just tell me stuff, and then I pursue it a little bit, and sure enough, there's a real story there. So, and I hope that this is going to work the same way, because every time we go into a community, we're going to learn about people that are involved in something that we want to tell. So, yeah.
I was having lunch the other day, and the lady in the booth across, are you Randy Phillips? Yeah, you do Illinois Stories, don't you? I used to, yeah, why? Well, you know, she was a lady, it was the lady from Coatesburg, the Dick and Jane people.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she had a nice talk, she remembered it, the whole show, and remembered everything about it, and wanted to say hi and everything like that. And it's stuff like that. You just, you know people, and you run into people, and people get to know you, and it, you know, it snowballs after a while, and actually can't keep up sometimes with the amount of stories you got.
Well, and I think, you know, Ray, like you talked about, the technology, and again, the fact that, you know, we're not broadcasting, technically. We're streaming. We're online now. But the world has changed so much. Right. And it's just, it's the work is still hard, but it's still, the information, the way to deliver and send the information really is a lot more convenient now.
Yeah. And for the viewer.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to set a DVR. Yep. You know, I go to your website, and that story's there when I want to see it. And, you know, and if I don't particularly want to, I just go past it and go on to something else. So it's for the better for the viewer as well.
Yeah, we'll definitely have them all chronicled. They'll be in their own category, and it'll be right there, and they're called, we're going to call them Muddy River Gems. And, again, I think that I'm really happy that we can make this happen because, again, it's about presenting special stories and doing, you know, again, you know, a website can be a lot of things, and a lot of websites are a lot of regurgitation mm-hmm. and a lot of aggregation and blah, blah, blah. But again, to have it so we'll be able to do that in this way. And the other thing that's really cool, right after we get this started, we're going to be unveiling a new website design. We've got an app coming next year. So we've got a lot of cool stuff on the horizon here. And I think, you know, having you guys continue with your excellent storytelling, I think it's just a really great way for us to get into 2023 now.
Yeah,
so.
I do too. I'm really hopeful about it. And, you know, we don't have to break each other in. We're all ready to go. And Randy knows his equipment like nobody knows equipment. So there's very little wasted time. It's very efficient. You know, we know where to go, who to contact, and away we go.
That's a nice thing because, you know, Randy, like I said, he does a lot of production stuff for us too. And if we're off doing a Daily Muddy on the road or something on the road, and, you know, we generally, my executive producing is a rather fly by the seat of your pants. And it's like, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know, we'll make it work. And it usually ends up working out really well and looking good because this guy does a fantastic job.
And that's why they call you executive.
That's right.
Yeah.
They call me a lot of other things too. So, but anyway, I just, again, thank you guys for wanting to be a part of this and a part of the Muddy River team. And look for Muddy River Gems coming up very shortly. Again, we're real excited to have it. And again, I can't say thanks enough.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's all the time we have for Muddy River News this week. Furnished by Harvey's, I'm Bob Goff. We'll see you next week.